It's 2:45. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Glad you could be with us this afternoon. The International Hospitality Committee's Friends Program began in Champaign-Urbana in 1952. It pairs University of Illinois students from abroad with people in the Champaign-Urbana community. Local hosts can be single, married, or a family. The students don't live with hosts, but hosts invite the students to participate in activities the hosts and guests would enjoy. These activities might include holiday celebrations, going to a farmer's market, a movie, a picnic, or a church event. Two guests join me this afternoon to tell us more about the International Hospitality Program. They are Nancy McGlathery and Jodan Zhang. She's been a coordinator of the program since the fall of 1994. He's a doctoral candidate in electrical and computer engineering from Shanghai, China. He's also been hosted by Nancy. She's on the phone with us this afternoon, and Jodan is with me in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to talk with you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Jodan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good.
Nancy, what's the mission of this program?
This program exists to help international students and visiting scholars feel at home in the Champaign-Urbana community. And we are available to help with any practical problems that the student or scholar might face. It's always good to have somebody upon whom to call.
And what have you most enjoyed, Nancy, about being a host?
Well, I enjoy young people very much, and these are young people, for the most part young, from other countries, and they are similar to American young people, but they come from other countries, and so it's a very enriching experience to have that additional dimension because we learn about countries that we often can't visit, and we find it a very enriching and rewarding experience.
Yeah. And Jodan, what have you most enjoyed about this experience?
I think I have learned a lot from Nancy and her family from various ways. First, we overlap here in Illinois, and so we share a lot of experience in Illinois, but we come from different cultural background, and then that gives us different perspectives about the same things that are happening, like how the churches operate and how a university operates and how the community evolves. And second, we also have experiences that do not so much overlap. For example, my experience in Shanghai, my experience in China, versus Nancy and Jim's experience in German, in Texas, they're just very eye-opening, I think, when we exchange ideas about the same thing and about different things.
Yeah. What kind of activities have you done with the family?
I've been to Thanksgiving dinners year in year. I think it's a good point that because I am thankful to all that the host family has been offering. And then sometimes we just exchange phone calls about things, and sometimes we exchange emails. Sometimes I just stop by to share some of the photos I gathered in my trips. It's just very casual way that we find times and situations convenient to both the host and the student, and then we enjoy time together.
Yeah. Nancy, how often are you likely to get together with a student that you are hosting?
Well, we tend to get together about 4 or 5 times a semester with the students we host. That's if they have enough time. And we try to include them in family occasions and also in holiday dinners. And we sometimes take them to performances at the university and to community events.
Yeah. What's required to be a host?
All that is required is that the individual or family wants to befriend an international student. We hope that They will try to see their student at least 3 times a semester if time allows, and that they will try to include them in at least one holiday dinner and invite them to our annual potluck, and to also, of course, to introduce themselves to their student or visiting scholar in person as soon as possible after the assignments.
Hmm. Why did you decide to get involved back in 94?
Well, we actually have been a host family ourselves since 1970.
Okay, so you've been a coordinator then.
But I've been a coordinator only since 1994.
Yeah, so you have a lot of experience.
Well, it's been a joy, all of it, actually. And we first decided to do this originally when we saw an article in the newspaper. That was in 1970. But later, we adopted 2 Korean sons, and we always wanted, for their sake, to host students from Korea also. And then they grew up, but we enjoyed the friendships that we made so much that we'd do it for ourselves, and not only, of course, students from Korea, but students from wherever they come.
Yeah. How do students learn about the program and ask for a host? How did you come to the program?
I think I first learned about the program, yeah, it has been a few years ago, but it's probably from IESS, the International Students and Scholars Service of the University. They did provide the brochures about the information, and that was one of the very few days I arrived on this campus, actually, one of the very first days I arrived in North America. And that was so that was something that you can feel that you can hold up to. And I think I also heard about the program at the international at a Friday afternoon cafe at Wesley Foundation. That was also a good place for students to talk with local residents and meet local people. And I think Nancy has been there quite frequently also.
Yeah. Is this something you would recommend to other international students and to visiting scholars?
Of course. I did. Three of us are sharing an apartment now, and all of us are in the program. Myself and my fiancée with Nancy and another girl with another host family, and we all have very rewarding experience.
Yeah. Nancy, are hosts needed?
Always. We're always short because people are so busy and they think that it's going to be a very demanding commitment, but that's not the case, actually. But people feel guilty. They think, I can't do enough, so I'm not going to be very good at this. But that's not the case because the students are very busy themselves.
Okay. And language, apparently no barrier.
No, I don't find it such because the students all have at least an excellent passive knowledge of English, or they wouldn't be admitted to their programs, and many are quite fluent, and even if not, there's no better way to become fluent than immersion in the new language.
Mm. So if someone is interested now in becoming a host, mm-hmm. who do they contact?
They can email me at nmcglath@yahoo.com, or our liaison officer at the Office of International Student and Scholar Services, Erin Johnson, and her email is erinj, all together, at illinois.edu.
Okay, and probably you could find her also in the directory?
Absolutely, and on the U of I website, absolutely, Erin Johnson.
Okay.
E-R-I-N.
Is there any kind of orientation meeting that a new host would go to feel a little bit more comfortable at the outset?
We don't have a mass orientation meeting because new hosts are being recruited constantly. Mm. So we don't have a collective evening or something like that because we wouldn't be able to get enough people together at the same time. But we try to orient the new hosts individually as they sign up and give them all the material necessary and explain what the program entails for them.
Yeah. When students leave the university, when visiting scholars leave the mm-hmm. university, is it common for guests and hosts to keep in touch?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just had a family wedding, and Xiaodan was there also, and his fiance, and we had several couples and families whom we had hosted in past years, and we've also met students and scholars whom we have hosted when we were abroad. So it's very common. My experience is by no means unique. It's quite a common experience. Mm.
What are you looking forward to doing together next? A question for each of you.
Okay. Xiaodan, do you want to start?
I guess I'm looking forward to meeting with Nancy and her family when they're back from Texas. And I think we have different experience in summer again, both in Illinois and in Texas, and in places that we each have visited. So I guess we have a lot of photos to share and a lot of ideas to exchange. And we probably also read different magazines and books over the summer. And that might give us a lot of things to start with.
And on your part, Nancy?
Yes. Well, I would hope that that Xiaodan and Zhenghan can possibly join us in some of the autumn festivals in the community, like if they're available for the sweet corn festival, that kind of thing. And we hope to have them over to a backyard picnic to finish our huge supply of bratwurst that we have in the freezer.
Yeah,
always. So just every things that we're doing anyway.
Okay,
and
very
that's
good.
The idea that one should include the students in activities that the family is planning anyway, not a big special production.
Yeah, there we've got to leave it. We're out of time. Oh. Nancy, John, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
We've been talking about the International Hospitality Committee's Friends Program here at the University of Illinois.